USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. More than 10,000 visitors were ordered out of Yellowstone National Park as unprecedented flooding tore through the northern half of the nation's oldest park, washing out bridges and roads and sweeping an employee bunkhouse miles downstream. T.J. Britton once lived in the area.
It's like watching a live funeral. I've watched this on TV happen to lots of other people, and when it happens to you, it's devastating.
Authorities say a house that was picked up by floodwaters floated for 5 miles before it sank. The gunman who killed 10 people in an attack at a Buffalo supermarket was charged Wednesday with federal hate crimes and could face the death penalty. The criminal complaint filed Wednesday against Peyton Gendron coincided with a visit to Buffalo by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who was expected to address the charges and meet with the families of the people who were killed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on U.S. oil refiners to produce more gasoline and diesel, saying their profits have tripled during a time of war between Russia and Ukraine, and as Americans struggle with record-high prices at the pump. Gas prices nationwide are averaging roughly $5 a gallon, an economic burden for many Americans, and a political threat for the president's fellow Democrats heading into the midterm elections. Automakers on Wednesday reported nearly 400 crashes of vehicles with partially automated driver assist systems, including 273 involving Teslas. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration cautioned against using the numbers to compare automakers, saying it did not weight them by the number of vehicles from each manufacturer that used the systems or how many miles those vehicles have traveled. Automakers reported crashes from July of last year through May 15th this year. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
An Israeli court on Wednesday found a Gaza aid worker guilty of several terrorism charges in a high-profile case in which his employer, independent auditors, and the Australian government say they have found no evidence of wrongdoing. Mohammed El-Halabi, the Gaza director for the international Christian charity World Vision, was arrested in 2016 and accused of diverting tens of millions of dollars to the Islamic militant group Hamas that rules the territory. The trial and his prolonged detention have further strained relations between Israel and humanitarian organizations that provide aid to Palestinians. Cancer patients are bearing the brunt of Lebanon's financial crisis, their survival threatened by drug shortages, skyrocketing hospital costs, and an exodus of medical workers. The cash-strapped country can no longer provide health care for them or for the rest of its traumatized population as they sink deeper into poverty with rising unemployment and a currency that has lost 90% of its value. Before the economic crisis broke out in October 2019, Lebanon was known as the region's medical hub for its high standards of medical education, quality of care, and abundant personnel and hospital facilities. Men trying to put a more positive spin on the term beer belly might find a new study encouraging. It indicates that moderate daily consumption of lager beer actually could improve their gut health. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.